they have these programs called AI. आजकल उसको बहुत ट्रेंड चला हुआ है AI बनाने का. दे बेसिकली मैथमेटिकल एल्गोरिदम्स, मैथ्स है बेसिकली इसमें इन्वॉल्व, प्रोग्रामिंग है और कुछ भी नहीं है उसमें. सो दीज एल्गोरिदम्स व्हाट दे डू इज इफ अ कंटेंट इज नॉट मेकिंग द मनी, इफ अ कंटेंट इज नॉट डायरेक्टिंग व्यूअर्स टू एड्स और फोर्सिंग व्यूअर्स टू स्टे ऑनलाइन फॉर लॉन्गर, दैट कंटेंट इज शट डाउन, इट इज पुट डाउन. इफ अ चैनल इज नॉट मीटिंग देयर क्राइटेरिया ऑफ पेइंग देम इनफ मनी फॉर एड्स, अगर आपका चैनल छोटा है, अगर आपका चैनल इनको ज़्यादा डॉलर्स नहीं दे रहा आप व्यूज़ खरीदने के लिए, तो आपकी वीडियोस जो हैं, आपकी जो पोस्ट हैं, वो भी दबाई जाएंगी ऑटोमेटिकली. देयर इज नो ह्यूमन इन्वॉल्व इन दिस.
इमेजिन अ सोशल मीडिया प्लेटफॉर्म जहाँ पर ना ही एडवर्टाइजमेंट्स हैं और ना ही एल्गोरिदम है, जहाँ पर द पीपल हु रन द प्लेटफॉर्म आर इजीली एक्सेसिबल टू यू. कि मे बी सोशल मीडिया प्लेटफॉर्म्स डोंट हैव टू ऑपरेट द वे दे आर ऑपरेटिंग राइट नाउ. मे बी इट डजंट हैव टू बी अ फॉरनर सेलिंग योर डेटा टू एडवर्टाइजर्स टू मेक मनी आउट ऑफ यू. मे बी इट कैन एक्चुअली बी अ कम्युनिटी जहाँ पर आप एक दूसरे के साथ कनेक्ट कर सकते हैं, सीख सकते हैं, नेटवर्क कर सकते हैं. टू टेक दिस कॉन्वर्सेशन फॉरवर्ड, आई एम जॉइंड बाई डॉक्टर जुबील सुहेल, who's a medical doctor and a digital rights enthusiast. Why we have him having this conversation, you'll also find out as we progress with the podcast. So welcome to another episode of Out of the Box. Welcome, Jibril.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So we are having a conversation about social media, about uski kya challenges hain, uska kya possible alternatives ho sakte hain. Currently, what are the biggest problems as a consumer that you have seen that we have with social media platforms, the more commercial ones?
Ek to they're very, very manipulative. They're
Why do you say that?
Because they play with your feelings, they prey on your feelings. If you're feeling very happy, you suddenly see stuff that, you know, you can buy, you can shop around. And if you're feeling ambivalent, it will try to push you towards hateful posts, like divisive posts, so that you're invested in the app. And uske alawa, this is some of the more insidious manipulation, the overt manipulation. Everyone is familiar with that. They take your data, they sell it everywhere. Using that data, they target you with the advertisements. Be aap Facebook pe beshak jaye, Insta pe bhi, even on platform now, formerly known as Twitter, now it's a porn site. हाँ, तो वहाँ पे भी लाइक एवरी सेकेंड और एवरी थर्ड, यूजुअली इट्स बिटवीन सेकेंड एंड थर्ड पोस्ट इज एन ऐड, एंड इट्स एन ऐड व्हिच हैज़ मोस्टली नथिंग टू डू विद यू. इट्स इट्स एन ऐड दैट दे आर ट्राइंग टू फोर्स डाउन योर थ्रोट. दीज आर वेरी वेरी बेसिक टर्म्स, ऑन अ बेसिक लेवल पीपल माइट अज्यूम के लाइक लोग समझते हैं, छोटी मोटी बातें हैं, ठीक है,
हम यूज्ड टू है ना इन चीज़ों.
हाँ, यूज्ड टू, कोई मसला नहीं. बट व्हेन यू टेक इट ऑन अ कम्युनिटी स्केल, व्हेन यू टेक इट ऑन अ पॉपुलेशन स्केल, community scale pe you have mob buildups, you have mobs, lynchings, you have people in India going after Muslims, you have people in Pakistan going after either Ahmadis or Christians.
Yeah, and in Sri Lanka they had to I don't know kaun sa saal tha ye, but because of a rumor that started on Facebook, unka ek town hai Kandy jahan they had to put a state of emergency because the Buddhist community was burning down the restaurants and the shops of the Muslim community there.
Yeah, so when you go on a nation scale, then you have civil wars, you have the genocides in Myanmar, you have the genocides in Sri Lanka, the attempted genocides in Sri Lanka. Shukr hai woh nahi hua.
Yeah, and just so you guys know, this is not some conspiracy theory. There have been countless studies, and it is a factual thing by now that these companies, particularly Facebook, are responsible and have a huge role to play in these incidents that have happened. Also, there's also huge debate in the development sector and generally in international conferences. If you ever go, that social media is, you know, destroying democracy, and how is it doing it? By ek to obviously disinformation, hai, misinformation, hai, ye hum sab jante hai, fake news. Hai. But sabse, what actually is more insidious is that it makes you not believe the news anymore. Or if you see news that is not something you agree with, you can automatically just say, ke, oh, ye to jhoot bol rahe hai, ye biased hai, ya ye fake news. Hai. Like, governments use the term fake news to actually promote their own fake news. We've seen this happen with Trump. We've also seen it happening closer to home, but I won't dare say the name.
Closer to home, though, we had an online civil war. There were a lot of casualties of that. Bahut sari bot armies jo hai shaheed ho gayi hain. So
a lot of problems with social media.
A lot of problems with social media. Good thing you mentioned about the democracy subversion. So social media helps with, when you come on a nation scale, that's another thing that happens, ke whoever has the most bucks for advertisement, whoever has the most manpower. Social media blindly lets them have a go at whatever they want. And anytime I mention social media, I mean Facebook, Twitter, YouTube,
Instagram.
Instagram.
And essentially, we're basically talking about three main companies, right? Because Facebook also owns Instagram, also owns WhatsApp, which in itself is a challenge and a problem of social media, because these are these great big monopolies, and big tech, these big tech companies have more power than most governments and countries do, right? And when we talk about YouTube, we're talking about Google and YouTube, which is owned by Alphabet. And then, of course, we have Elon Musk sahab, jinka ex hai. So there's a lot of conversation, especially West. Actually, hua yehi hai ki pehle ye cheeze humne dekhi hain. Agar hum isko zara chronological order mein dekhein, to ye jo ek puri ek aap log ne dekha bhi hoga. I think 2018 mein tha that jo US ke elections mein kaafi conversation. Nahi 2016 ke sorry, 2016 ke elections hai na that Trump won. Or 2018 mein.
2016.
Yeah. So when Trump won in 2016, so there was a lot of conversation that, you know, Cambridge Analytica ka aapne suna tha ki the data was sold by companies, and Mark Zuckerberg ko Congress se bulaya gaya tha. So a lot of accountability was held because, you know, it happened in the US, the country where it is from. However, the same thing happened in the Philippines with Rodrigo Duterte, jo same tactics pe jeeta tha election, jis pe Trump jeeta tha, but obviously us waqt pe humne itni is pe conversation nahi ki because Philippines tha, it's not the US, it's not the Western world, and wahan par again ek aur issue social media ka ye aata hai ki because these companies are American, which means ke they don't have to abide by any rules in our country. So there's no way we can regulate them. There's no way ke agar koi issue hota hai, we can go to them and be like, you're accountable to us. So maybe we can talk a little bit about that in itself, ke, you know, the, one of the biggest problems with social media companies is ke agar aapko koi issue hota hai, it's really hard to reach them because they don't even have offices in our country, right?
Yeah, that is a deliberate choice, because the moment they have a physical presence in the country, that's the moment they have to follow the laws of the country. That's the moment they can get sued in the country they're present in. And that's also the moment they can get taxed in the country they're present in.
Yeah.
So there's that as well. So they try to put off being present in a country for as long as they can.
Yeah.
And in Pakistan's case, that's been forever. I don't think we've ever had a physical presence of any of these.
Yeah. So that's also one of the main reasons why ye conversation hame karna zaruri hai, is context mein karna zaruri hai, because I have done enough workshops, I have been to enough conferences jahan par har insaan ki zuban pe ji social media is the future, and every politician tells you ki hamare youth can do this on social media, that on social media. Excuse my language, that's all bullshit, because we are in a country jahan par we don't have that kind of a dynamic with these companies. We don't have no bargaining power with them. We can get very easily exploited, and there's very less accountability because, like you said, there's no offices, there's no stake for them. When I was in the UK doing a fellowship, a journalism fellowship, maine ek essay likha tha, which was essentially about how social media companies are restricting the impact of online journalism in South Asian countries. Jiske andar maine sirf nahi Pakistan ki baat ki thi, but maine Bangladesh se journalist se baat ki thi, content creator se baat ki thi, jo bhi us media landscape mein, digital media landscape mein stakeholders hain, un logon se baat ki thi. So there was India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Pakistan. And usme bhi hame continuously ye dekhne ko mil raha tha ke unki jo progressive, I don't know if progressive is the right word, but कॉन्टेंट जो हेट को नहीं प्रीच कर रहा था या कॉन्टेंट जो इवन गवर्नमेंट्स को अकाउंटेबल ठहरा रहा था, इट वॉज नॉट गेटिंग इट्स रीच, एंड अ लॉट ऑफ दीज जर्नलिस्ट थॉट कि देर वर मोर इंसिडियस रीजन्स फॉर दैट, और उनके पेजेस बंद हो गए थे. पाकिस्तान के दो मेजर पब्लिकेशंस हैं, उनके फेसबुक पेजेस दे लॉस्ट इट ओवरनाइट एंड दे कुड नेवर गेट इट बैक, विच इज़ अ ह्यूज सेटबैक अगर आपकी पूरी कम्युनिटी ही ऑनलाइन है. सो इवन दो यू विल फाइंड फ्रैगमेंट्स ऑफ दिस रिसर्च, बट यू विल फाइंड इट वेरी लेस कंपाइल्ड इन दैट कॉन्टेक्स्ट के जो ख्वाब हमने देखे थे मीडिया के ऑनलाइन स्पेसेस में, वो ख्वाब अब नहीं रहा है. एंड वेल आई वाज टॉकिंग टू दिस वन पर्सन फॉर दिस एसे, ही सेड द थिंग दैट यू आल्सो रिपीटेड, के इट्स द टाइम हैज सेट ऑन अस बीइंग द प्रोडक्ट एंड इट्स अबाउट द रिच डिटर्मिनिंग द प्रोडक्ट, बिकॉज ये कंपनीज अब खुद एडमिट करती हैं कि वो एडवर्टाइजमेंट एजेंसीज हैं, उनको कोई शौक कोई रखवाले नहीं है जर्नलिज्म के, दे हैव ओपनली एडमिटेड दिस. सो दे विल जस्ट शो कॉन्टेंट टू द बिगेस्ट बिडर, विच इज़ वाई आप जो क्यूट से कंटेंट क्रिएटर्स हैं जो अपनी कम्युनिटी की स्टोरीज बताना चाह रहे हैं, आपको वो स्पेस नहीं मिल रही, आपको व्यूज़ नहीं मिल रहे, वो हमें भी नहीं मिल रहे. सो या
नहीं, दैट स्टिल कम्स अक्रॉस एज अ वेरी नेचुरल फिनोमेनो.
ओके,
बट इट्स एक्चुअली नॉट नेचुरल, इट्स प्रीटी डिलिबरेट. Because if it was a very natural phenomenon, to phir to like aap agar apni community mein bhi aap videos wo dikhate to no one would watch them. Like aap physically ja ke kisi ko dikhao wo dekhenge. It's not like they wouldn't see it. They would want to know ke you know hamare mulk mein kya ho raha hai, hamare communities mein kya ho raha hai. But inke channels jo hote hain hamare hamare countries ke hamare countries mein especially wo channel janbujh ke dabaye jaate hain. Deliberately they have these programs called AI. आजकल उसको बहुत ट्रेंड चला हुआ है AI बनाने का. दे बेसिकली मैथमेटिकल एल्गोरिदम्स, मैथ्स है बेसिकली इसमें इन्वॉल्व, प्रोग्रामिंग है और कुछ भी नहीं है उसमें. सो दीज एल्गोरिदम्स व्हाट दे डू इज इफ अ कंटेंट इज नॉट मेकिंग द मनी, इफ अ कंटेंट इज नॉट डायरेक्टिंग व्यूअर्स टू एड्स और फोर्सिंग व्यूअर्स टू स्टे ऑनलाइन फॉर लॉन्गर, दैट कंटेंट इज शट डाउन, इट इज पुट डाउन. इफ अ चैनल इज नॉट मीटिंग देयर क्राइटेरिया ऑफ पेइंग देम इनफ मनी फॉर एड्स, अगर आपका चैनल छोटा है, अगर आपका चैनल इनको ज़्यादा डॉलर्स नहीं दे रहा आप व्यूज़ खरीदने के लिए, तो आपकी वीडियोज़ जो हैं, आपकी जो पोस्ट हैं, वो भी दबाई जाएंगी ऑटोमेटिकली. देयर इज़ नो ह्यूमन इन्वॉल्व इन दिस. तो दैट्स तो बेसिकली दे आर सेलेक्टिंग वट आर पीपल कैन सी, दे आर सेलेक्टिंग वट यू कैन सी. इट्स ऑलवेज समथिंग दैट्स फिल्ड विद आदर हेट, आदर सेल समथिंग or depresses you enough that you can't turn it off, you get hooked onto it. If there's something that's making you feel good, that's even more dangerous because it's trying to give you addiction. Like ek happy post aayegi, do teen aapko aur to se depressors aayenge, phir se ek happy post aayegi, chalo main thoda sa aur niche scroll kar lu, to acha ek happy post aa jayegi. So you keep scrolling. I think there's a name of this effect, I've forgotten.
Doom scrolling.
All of this social media addiction, the mental issues from social media, all of that, it's not accidental, it's not you know galti se ho gaya, it's not that it was an unseen impact, it's all by design.
For our due diligence, we will in the you know description of this video provide you as many citations as we can, because we do take this work very seriously and hum aisi koi baat aapko nahi batayenge jo it's not like you know backed up by something.
So in the early days of Facebook, especially we have a case study in the early days of Facebook when they were not that you know, they were not that secretive and they were still a bit open with how they were working, what they were doing. That was accidentally. Us waqt unke paas koi information officer nahi hota tha. So what they did is they hired psychologists. I'm not sure if they hired psychiatrists, but I know they hired psychologists to help their marketing teams, to help their programming team, newsfeed teams, to tailor an algorithm, tailor a newsfeed that would be more addictive, would cause more eyeballs to stay on the site for longer. That was the term they use, eyeballs for longer, something of that. So this was like 20, almost a decade ago, 2011 ki baat hai. So it has been a very deliberate choice by Facebook, by all of these social media companies. And we all know that when one of them gets successful with a plot, the others quickly try to copy it. So it is a fair assumption, it is a very fair assumption to say the others did copy it. Twitter, when you open a feed on Insta, when you open a feed on Twitter, when you open a feed on Facebook, they all have some resemblance, they all have some of the basic formula. You'll have the same doom scrolling design, you'll have the same spread of ads, you'll have the same spread of good posts, feel good posts and feel bad posts.
Yeah.
So it's all by design. So on a local mental health scale, it tremendously impacts people. Now, we know that we keep saying it impacts the well-being of teenagers, of teenage girls especially, but it's actually across the board.
But you know, a lot of people, I mean, I don't know if it's a silly argument, but a lot of people do make this argument that this is not a new thing. There have been corporations, companies, since capitalism that do some version of this, right? People sell us cigarettes, people sell us alcohol, I mean not here but generally fast food, McDonald's, these are all companies selling products which are bad for you. So why is this any different or any worse than that?
Because with all of them you have the option of not buying them.
Okay.
You have the option of not eating McDonald's, you have the option of eating any other food you want. With alcohol there are strict limits on how much you can sell to an individual. And once you're using alcohol, there's strict limits to what you can do. It's all
regulated.
You need a license to sell alcohol. You need a license to retail like alcohol, produce alcohol. It's very regulated. And cigarettes, every government in the world hates cigarettes now. It's you can't name a single government that is supportive of cigarettes anymore. So social media is the only addiction, I can say, is the only vice that is almost universal and is almost universally ignored.
Yeah. And here I would like to say a disclaimer, okay, wanting to connect and wanting to use online spaces, that itself is not addiction, but the way the economic model has been developed for us to get it, that has had addiction built into it, so they can keep, you know, selling us stuff basically.
If you have to buy a newspaper, then you put the newspaper. You have a newspaper, sir, I have to give you a subscription when you will give me all your फ़ोन के कॉन्टैक्ट नंबर्स देंगे, आप मुझे सारे दोस्तों के नंबर्स देंगे, आप अपनी बेटियों के नंबर देंगे, आप बेटियों के आगे दोस्तों के नंबर्स देंगे, ये सारे मुझे नंबर्स देंगे, उनके सबके ईमेल एड्रेसेस देंगे, आपके फ़ोन में जितनी भी तस्वीरें हैं मुझे सारी चाहिए, आप मुझे ये सारा कुछ देंगे, साथ में GPS लोकेशंस देंगे, आपके घर में जितने फ़ोन इस्तेमाल होते हैं हर फ़ोन की GPS लोकेशन मुझे 24 घंटे मिलनी चाहिए, फिर मैं आपको ये अखबार भेजूंगा.
या
दैट इज़ लिटरली व्हाट ऑल ऑफ दीज ऐप्स आर डूइंग.
या सो then what, like, if isn't that always going to be the case?
Inke alawa options rahe, inke alawa options hue hain hamare paas, hain hamare paas kafi arse se, aur kafi arse se hum thoda sa experimental the, thodi si unke abhi bhi tabdili ho rahi thi, abhi bhi unke thoda sa, you know, they were being built up. Recently, haal hi mein jab ye Elon Musk sahab ne Twitter ko barbaad kiya hai, to uske baad se phir fast track ho gaya, there's been a huge migration. काफ़ी लोगों ने ज्वाइन किया उनके ऑल्टरनेटिव्स को, एंड देयर आई गेस डेवलपमेंट अपडेटिंग हैज़ बीन फास्ट ट्रैक्ड, एंड नाउ देयर एक्चुअली अ वायबल ऑल्टरनेटिव, नाउ डेवलप्ड इनफ टू एक्चुअली यू नो गिव फेसबुक द स्केयर, गिव ट्विटर द स्केयर. इन लोगों ने रातों रात अपनी अपनी ऐप्स बनाई हैं, अपने यूजर्स को खुद ही माइग्रेट करने की कोशिश की है, बट दे कुडंट डू इट बिकॉज the model has is facing cracks now, frankly. एक ज़माना होता था आप गूगल पर जाते थे, कोई कुछ भी गुक करना होता था आप, लाइक द वैन गूगल बिकेम द बाय वर्ड फॉर सर्चिंग, इफ़ यू वॉन्ट लुक फॉर इन्फॉर्मेशन, यू वॉन्ट सर्च फॉर इन्फॉर्मेशन, इसको गूगल करो यार, गूगल पर आपने एक लफ्ज़ डालना, आप एग्जैक्ट द थिंग यू वर लुकिंग फॉर कम्स. Now you can't do that.
Ab ads
hi ads hai. Uske alawa farz karein, if you want to look for just say Marty TV, you will have to, okay, Marty TV is a very bad example.
Yeah, hum hamari SEO mashallah se achhi hai
ji. Okay, chale, how about banana bread? Okay, if you want to google the history of banana bread, you will have to google banana bread Wikipedia. You will have to google banana bread, maybe Reddit. If you just google banana bread, you are going to get shitloads of ads selling you banana bread. You are not going to get the information you look. Google has destroyed its own search engine, and this is all assuming that you have their AI engines disabled. Unke chatbots jo hain, agar aapne disable kiye hain, agar aap wo istemal kar rahe hain, to maybe you might get these results. Yeah.
But also, before we come to the conversation of alternatives, there's a reason why it's also hard to find alternatives, because these are monopolies, right? And they acquire competition. Ye ek sabse bada problem ye bhi hai ki agar Facebook ko lag raha hai ki Instagram competition tha, to Facebook bought Instagram. And ye ek Cory Doctor jo jisne ye certification ki term hai, I think he also mentioned it ki ek point ke baad they just don't want to innovate anymore. They just wanna consume the competition, and that's what they do, which is also why alternatives dhoondna bhi mushkil hota hai, because these companies are huge and they will just acquire you, right?
Well, that's the problem with private companies, right? Private companies are built for profit. If you can't extract profit out of it, then you will definitely be eaten up by your competitor.
Yeah. So tell me about all the alternatives that came and went, though. Like, maybe not all, but the more popular ones.
Most popular ones, alternatives. Wo to I think would be Mastodon. That is the most popular alternative we have. It's been said that it's dying multiple times ever since it came out. Har mahine there's been articles about Mastodon dying, but Mastodon is still alive very much. Mastodon is basically democratization of social media. Okay, how is it? Just say when you want to sign up on Facebook, you go to facebook.com. Sign up on Facebook and you're stuck on facebook.com.
Yeah.
All of your accounts, all of your friends are on Facebook. They can't communicate with anyone else on Twitter. They can't communicate with anyone else on Insta. They can't communicate with anyone else on WhatsApp. Facebook. Huh. Facebook is trying to build that compatibility now, but for now, I think it's not that compatible. So what Mastodon does is Mastodon, and everyone assumes that needing to build social networks, you are going to need intense amounts of servers. You're going to spend millions of dollars on servers. You have to spend, you have to hire a team of programmers. You have to have an office. You need to do all of that so you can actually launch a social media network. And that's the reason why no one's outside the US has done it, because the costs are
huge,
immense. But what Mastodon does is, the clever part about Mastodon is, it lets an individual create their own social network, social media network. The beauty of Mastodon is that you are sitting at home. If you have 10-15,000 faltu, you have a computer faltu, internet connection hai aapke paas, good enough. Aap jaye site apni book kare, inka software download kare, aur aapne jo na apna social media net platform.
Lekin ek ye argument ki agar har banda apna platform bana sakta hai, if everyone can have their own Facebook, to phir wouldn't there be very few people on that Facebook, because a network is as strong as the people on it, right? To agar mere Facebook pe mere 5 dost hain aur aapke Facebook pe aapke 6 dost hain, to phir मेरे नेटवर्क कैसे बढ़ेगा?
But if they don't need to be on the same server to interact.
ठीक है.
आपके 5 दोस्त, मेरे 6 दोस्त, they can still follow each other across the networks. Hmm. That's why Mastodon is the democratization of.
So to make it even more simpler, it's almost as if आप ट्विटर पे लॉग्ड इन हैं और मैं फेसबुक पे लॉग्ड इन हूँ और हम आपस में बात कर सकते हैं without you leaving Facebook and me leaving Twitter.
Basically, Mastodon is a social media alternative. जिस पे यू आर नॉट स्टक ऑन एनी वन साइड. अगर आपको कोई मसला है सर अपने एडमिन से, आप शिफ्ट करके दूसरे एडमिन पे जा सकते हैं. एंड एडमिन्स के जो उसके अलावा, तो देर इज़ लाइक हंड्रेड्स ऑफ डिफरेंट सर्वर्स. वी उसके अलावा द थिंग अबाउट Mastodon इज़ के Mastodon एक्चुअली हैज़ मॉडरेटर्स. फेसबुक, सोशल मीडिया, ऑल ऑफ देम बिल्ट ऑन द प्रेमिस कि दे डोंट मॉडरेट अनटिल दे आर लीगली रिक्वायर्ड टू डू. जब तक उनको सब पीना नहीं जाता, जब तक कोई लीगल रिक्वायरमेंट नहीं होती, दे ट्राई देयर बेस्ट नॉट टू मॉडरेट, बिकॉज मॉडरेशन कॉस्ट मनी, इट इंपैक्ट्स द बॉटम लाइन. Mastodon ऑन द हैंड इज बिल्ट ऑन द प्रेमिस कि हमने अपने यूज़र्स की सेफ्टी देखनी, अपने यूज़र्स की मेंटल वेलबींग देखनी, अपने यूज़र्स को बचाना है इन सब चीज़ों से. तो Mastodon पे ऑटोमेटिकली जो मॉडरेशन रेशो है, दिस एटलीस्ट वन मॉडरेटर फॉर एवरी 100 यूज़र्स, इज वेरी वेरी एक्टिव. अगर आप फर्ज करें कोई पाकिस्तानी सर्वर ज्वाइन करते हैं, तो उस पर आपको पाकिस्तानी बैठा मिलेगा, जो कि आप 24 घंटे कभी आप उनको कॉन्टैक्ट कर सकते हैं. अगर आपको कोई इशू हो रहा है, कोई किसी ने आपकी पोस्ट जो है वो खराब पे कुछ गंद कर दिया, या फिर कोई गलत आपके बारे में पोस्ट कर दिया, फ़ौरन उनको कॉन्टैक्ट करें, उर्दू में बात करें, बंदे को समझाएं. आपको बिल्कुल कल्चरल बैकग्राउंड की भी फिक्र नहीं, उसको समझ, आप जो मॉडरेटर है फ़ौरन आपकी हेल्प कर देगा. सो इट्स अ लॉट सेफर,
काइंड ऑफ लाइक आपका अपना लोकल इंटरनेट है. एक सबसे बड़ी जो हमारी इशू इंटरनेट तो नहीं, चलो सोशल मीडिया, आपका अपना लोकल सोशल मीडिया प्लेटफॉर्म है, बिकॉज वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट क्रिटिसिज्म्स जो इन प्लेटफॉर्म्स बिग टेक कंपनीज के होते हैं कि यार इनके रूल्स, ये एक ऐसा सिस्टम बनाए जो हमारे लिए बनाए नहीं है, लेकिन हम इसके अंदर ऑपरेट करना है. जो ये लोग बनाते हैं, इसको डिज़ाइन करते हैं, उनकी जो मोटिवेशंस होती हैं, उनका जो कल्चर है, दे डोंट नो अबाउट पाकिस्तान, दे डोंट नो हमारी कॉम्प्लेक्सिटीज़ क्या है, दे डोंट नो हमारी कल्चरल लिमिटेशंस क्या हैं, हमारी लैंग्वेज के क्या इशूज़ हैं, बिकॉज देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ रिपोर्टेड, आपको रिपोर्ट्स ही मिलेंगी जहाँ पर कॉन्टेंट मॉडरेशन इसलिए ख़राब होती है बिकॉज दे डोंट हैव इनफ कॉन्टेंट मॉडरेटर जो उर्दू समझते हैं या पंजाबी के डिफरेंट डायलेक्ट समझते हैं या उनका कल्चरल context samajhte hain.
Facebook was, it has been so callous in this regard, especially Facebook, because aapko pata hai hamare culture mein, hamare areas mein, especially the some of the families are very very conservative, so especially girls and young and women from households, if they want to go online, they always use a pseudonym, they don't use their real names, they use nicknames, and kisi aur cheez ki picture laga denge, apni nahi lagayenge kabhi. एंड फेसबुक ने जब पब्लिक होना था, कोई शेयर सेल करनी थी, तो बट दे रियलाइज्ड बॉस के दे नीडेड रियल पीपल, सो दे कुड बॉस टू एडवर्टाइजर्स की वी हैव दिस मनी रियल पीपल. सिर्फ उस चीज़ की खातिर फेसबुक ने आई थिंक अराउंड 2012 या 2013 दे इम्प्लीमेंटेड अ पॉलिसी कि यू नीड टू हैव योर रियल नेम ऑनलाइन एंड अ रियल पिक्चर, अदरवाइज वी विल डिसेबल योर अकाउंट. एंड इट दे पर्ज्ड अ लॉट ऑफ अकाउंट्स. In the West, chiefly, they purged a lot of trans accounts and gay people, gay accounts, who were very, very genuinely afraid of violence from their communities. Those accounts were forced offline. Mera apna account impact hua tha. I was just a regular privacy fanatic. मुझे कोई इतना खास reason नहीं था, but I just had a nickname बचपन से, तो I was very fond of that nickname, so I kept that nickname. Facebook forced me to share my passport copies with them, my ID card copies with them, and it took them 3 months to reactivate my account.
बिल्कुल.
पाकिस्तान में ये होता था कि ख़वातीन के जो अकाउंट्स थे, जिन फेसबुक कहता था कि आप अपनी असल तस्वीरें हमारे साथ शेयर करें, आप अपने असल नाम हमारे साथ शेयर करें, वरना आपका अकाउंट जो है डिसेबल करते थे. ख़वातीन को रातों रात निकाल दिया था फेसबुक ने.
इंक्रीजिंग द डिजिटल डिवाइड इन एन ऑलरेडी वेरी डिवाइडेड कंट्री.
Yeah, so the cultural context, the good thing about Mastodon is that if you have a Pakistani moderator in charge, aap usko explain karne ki zarurat nahi hai ki, you know, I'm not using my real name, I'm not using my real picture, because
you can talk to, it's more localized, right?
Aap beshak usko Urdu mein aap usko message karein ki mera asli naam nahi use karein, because mere ghar pe wale ko pata lag gaya to issue ho jayenge. Theek hai, no problem. Agar aapko koi ladka tang kare, jaise yahan pe us waqt pictures morph karte the, या तो करते थे क्लास रूम की ग्रुप फोटोज़ कोई होती थी, वो ऑनलाइन डाल के फेसबुक पे टैग कर देते थे. इमीडिएटली गर्ल्स वुड हैव टू लीव फेसबुक बिकॉज दे वर टैग्ड एंड द पर्सन हु टैग्ड देम वुड नॉट रिमूव द टैग. ठीक है. एंड तो अभी इफ़ यू हैव अ पाकिस्तानी मॉडरेटर, यू कैन जस्ट टेल हिम कि मेरी फैमिली आर कंजर्वेटिव बट दिस पर्सन इज़ नॉट रिमूविंग द पिक्चर. मॉडरेटर इज ऑब्वियसली गोइंग टू साइड विद द गर्ल, बिकॉज़ उसको भी कल्चर का पता है कि पूछे बगैर आपने लड़की की तस्वीर डाल दी है ऑनलाइन, तो दैट्स नॉट फेयर.
So from going from like a very major corporation, the idea is to kind of go more local, which we talked about. Another interesting thing about Mastodon is ki hum ye bar bar ye bol rahe hain na word Mastodon. But the beauty of Mastodon is ki jo bhi aapka platform hoega, wo uska naam Mastodon hona zaruri bhi nahi hai.
Haan, zahir baat. Mastodon pe if you make a server, so you don't have to call it Mastodon always. You can call it whatever you want. अपने अपना नाम डाल लें या फिर अपने ऑर्गेनाइजेशन का नाम डाल लें.
आप कुछ भी कर सकते हो. आप bananabread.com अपने प्लेटफॉर्म का नाम रख सकते हो. आप
एक वन मेजर पॉइंट वी मिस्ड अबाउट मास्टरॉन वाज टू मेजर पॉइंट्स. एक तो देयर इज नो एल्गोरिथम. नो वन इज ट्राइंग टू मैनिपुलेट योर फीलिंग्स. इट्स ऑल क्रोनोलॉजिकल ओल्ड स्कूल. कोई आपको हैप्पी पोस्ट नहीं दिखाएगा, कोई आपको डिप्रेसिंग पोस्ट नहीं दिखाएगा, कोई आपको एड्स नहीं दिखाएगा. कोई किसी की कमाई नहीं. इट्स कम्प्लीटली नॉट फॉर प्रॉफिट.
सो अगर लोग पैसे नहीं कमा रहे, देन हाउ डू दे रन इट एसेंशियली? व्हाट वे इज
डोनेशंस, चैरिटी ड्राइव्स. अगर कोई ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है जो अपने खुद का सर्वर बनाता है, जैसे बीबीसी ने रिसेंटली सर्वर बनाया.
बिल्कुल.
बीबीसी ने अपना सर्वर बनाया, बीबीसी न्यूज़ के अकाउंट्स उधर उनके अपने सर्वर पे, सो यू नो कि इट्स नॉट अ फेक अकाउंट. कोई इनको इंपर्सनेट नहीं कर सकता.
बिल्कुल.
उनके जितने अकाउंट्स है, आई डोंट रिमेंबर द एग्जैक्ट डोमेन, तो आई एम जस्ट गोना फर्ज़ली से bbcnews@bbc.com, bbcworld@bbc.com. So you know that's a legit account. नकली अकाउंट किसी ने नहीं बनाया, वो वेरीफाइड अकाउंट है.
बिल्कुल. सो कैन यू ऑल्सो नेम सम अदर बिग सर्वर्स और पीपल जो यूज़ कर रहे हैं मास्टरडॉन?
लोकल हमारे सेलिब्रिटीज बहुत ऑलमोस्ट नॉन एग्जिस्टेंट
है. पता नहीं है तभी हम पॉडकास्ट कर रहे हैं.
या बट वी गॉट ऑलमोस्ट द एंटायर टेक जर्नलिज्म कम्युनिटी ऑन मास्टरडॉन. हाफ ऑफ देम आर स्टिल एक्टिव, हाफ ऑफ देम आर स्टिल ट्राइंग टू ऑल्टरनेटिव्स hoping, because Mastodon is not influencer friendly. Mastodon पे आप पैसे नहीं कमा सकते. Mastodon पे आप चीज़ें वायरल नहीं कर सकते, बिकॉज Mastodon उन चीज़ों के लिए बना नहीं. Mastodon लोगों के लिए बना. इट्स फॉर democracy. It's for small independent servers. It's not built for virality.
But in having said that, please जब ये Mastodon जब Twitter was taken over by Elon, and the first एक बड़ी migration हो रही थी, लोग Mastodon आ रहे थे Twitter छोड़ के, तो तब someone did an experiment, someone on Mastodon, जहाँ पर उन्हें अपनी same post Twitter पर डाली थी और same post Mastodon पर डाली थी, and despite the fact उनके Twitter पर बहुत ज़्यादा followers थे, they got more engagement on Mastodon. And I know कि आपके साथ भी ये situation है.
बिल्कुल. वो तो 10,000 फॉलोअर्स की आप बात करें ना, मेरे ट्विटर पे 300 फॉलोअर्स थे. आई एम नॉट दैट बिग एन अकाउंट. ट्विटर पे आई वुड पोस्ट समथिंग. अभी मैंने एक थ्रेड बनाया हुआ था ट्विटर पे, आई गार्डन, तो उस पर फ्लावर्स की पिक्चर्स के थ्रेड से मेरे जो मैंने उगाए हुए हैं, अराउंड लाइक ओवर थ्री फोर ईयर्स आई हैव लाइक 10 ट्वीट्स एंड द मैक्सिमम लाइक्स आई गॉट वॉज 6. 300 फॉलोअर्स, 6 लाइक्स ओवर 4 ईयर्स. अभी मास्टरडॉन पे मैंने एक दिन सिर्फ एक पोस्ट बनाई है, सेम काइंड ऑफ फ्लावर्स की एक पोस्ट बनाई थी मैंने, एंड आई गॉट अबाउट लाइक, एंड मास्टरडॉन पे उस वक्त मेरे फॉलोअर्स सिर्फ 100 थे, लेस देन 100 मे बी. आई गॉट अबाउट 70 रीट्वीट्स. रीट्वीट्स मास्टरडॉन इज कॉल्ड बूस्ट्स. I got 80 likes and I was shocked. I was like,
why do you think that is?
Because that actually made me click, right? It made it click for me because many this theory I realized, okay, it applies to me as well. If your post is not making money for Twitter, the AI will push it down. Mere se 300 followers the, meri posts were just everyday posts, they were not that addictive.
Yeah, aur aap koi divisive baat nahi keh rahe the, aap koi bahut hi politically charged baat nahi kar rahe the, aapne bas phoolon ki pictures dali hui thi.
Bas phoolon ki pictures Twitter ko achhi nahi lagti.
So I think now my biggest question is, and it's going to be an awkward segue for us, is there a Pakistani server?
We made Pakistan's, I'm still sure it's accurate, Pakistan's first Mastodon server. It's been online for almost a year now. It's resilient. We've done our experimentation and we are running it for Pakistani people.
And it's called
Pakdadon.asia.
We made it, guys. We made a Pakistani server. All of this was a big ruse to tell you about it. So, yeah. So, yes. So, please tell me a little bit about how that experience has been. I know that we are running together. But because there's no one else interviewing you, so I'll have to ask you this question. Why did we put it out there, basically?
Why did we put it out there? Because Twitter has been, especially the Pakistani civil society, Twitter was a very, very important place to organize. It was much more important than Park Tea House. It was much more important than Liberty Chowk. Not as important as Faizabad, but it was very, very important. Twitter pe hamare climate activists would coordinate, hamare smog activists would coordinate. Kisi koi arrest hota tha, minorities se, ya phir hamare political dissidents. तो वोट कोऑर्डिनेट करते थे कोई जर्नलिस्ट अबडक्ट होता था कोई जर्नलिस्ट टारगेट होता था इमीडिएटली गो टू ट्विटर पुट इट ऑन ट्विटर एंड एवरीवन्स कोऑर्डिनेटिंग अ डिफेंस फॉर देम एवरीवन्स रशिंग टू हेल्प देम आउट ट्विटर वाज इज एक्सट्रीमली इंपॉर्टेंट
एक्सेप्ट फॉर द फैक्ट दैट इट डजंट एग्जिस्ट एनीमोर
It doesn't exist anymore. And our civil society is still in denial about that. Twitter is gone. Twitter is completely gone. Elon Musk has devastated Twitter. Elon Musk at its root has he's destroyed the AI, the algorithm so bad, it's just there to make it worse for people, for progressive people, for liberal people, or even for religious people to exist.
And just to kind of show how petty Elon can get, that when people migrated from Twitter to Mastodon and put their Twitter profile on Mastodon, उसपे भी कुछ रिस्ट्रिक्ट कर रहा था ना वो ही वुडेंट लेट पीपल पुट मास्टरडॉन की उनका लिंक ऑन देयर प्रोफाइल
इलोन इज अ वेरी वेरी पेटी मैन उन्होंने मास्टरडॉन के जितने भी लिंक्स थे सारे डिसेबल कर दिए थे यू कुड नॉट क्लिक ऑन अ मास्टरडॉन लिंक ऑन ट्विटर अगर आपके अकाउंट में आपने अपने मास्टरडॉन का लिंक शेयर किया होता था सम ऑफ द बिग अकाउंट्स दे वर ब्लॉक्ड Some of them with a lot of following, 50,000, 100,000, they were blocked because they had their Mastodon links in their account. They were only unblocked once the Mastodon link was removed.
Bilkul. And just to kind of put it in context, that's like one corporation selling you something forcefully makes you not buy something else, like forcefully. Agar ye koi aur corporation kare, koi restaurant kare, ya koi hume waise koi cheez bechne wala koi kare, toh ye illegal samjha jaye, but wahan par was completely
Yeah, it was basically ye ki McDonald's wala aapke ghar ke bahar banduk leke aa gaya ki aapne sirf humse khana lena
hai. KFC ki order.
Aur kahin se aapne aur khana nahi lena.
Exactly, that's exactly what it was like.
And uske baad phir Twitter ne apne moderation rules bilkul relax kar diye. Twitter is full. Twitter has allowed an avalanche of racists, of neo-Nazis, of just hate-filled people advocating for genocide and murder. And your newsfeed, chronological feed, jo hai bahut bahut disable kar diye unhone. It's very hard to keep it on chronology. Halki si moment hoti, it's turned off. So Pakdadon as a user, I would say I found it extremely refreshing.
But you weren't a user for Pakdadon pehle. Aap humne like you joined Mastodon ka koi aur server, right?
I joined Glasgow.social. I am very, very thankful for them. I learned a lot from how they moderate, how they operate the servers. I asked them for tips and I got a lot. It was very helpful. I got a lot of good tips from them before we started Pakdadon. And then once on Pakdadon, we made our own server and I started surfing the web using Mastodon. It was so refreshing. I'm not getting any ads. I'm not getting any hateful posts. I'm getting only high quality content posts like informative posts and good takes, and I think maybe there's a side effect of it being वहाँ पे trolls अभी काफी कम है Mastodon पे.
एक सबसे बड़ा एक argument भी Mastodon के खिलाफ ये बोला जाता है कि यार आपका network उधर नहीं है, लोगों को पता, आप किसी barely anyone knows about it, पाकिस्तान में तो नहीं पता. But for me, you have to kind of go into it not expecting something like Twitter or something like Facebook. आप वहाँ पर अपने दोस्तों से शायद hang out करने के लिए वो platform नहीं है, लेकिन वहाँ पर नए दोस्त बनाने का आपको चांस मिलता है, आपको नई कॉन्वर्सेशन में हिस्सा लेने का चांस मिलता है. इट्स काइंड ऑफ लाइक योर, आई वॉज रीडिंग समवेयर कि यू नो लोगों की टिप्स थी कि इफ़ यू आर द सर्वर का एक होस्ट है आप, अगर आप होस्ट करें तो उसकी इट्स काइंड ऑफ लाइक यूर होस्टिंग अ पार्टी एंड यू हैव टू मेक श्योर दैट पीपल आर हैविंग फन, पीपल आर मीटिंग ईच अदर फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम. आप लोग एक तरह से एक नेटवर्किंग अपॉर्चुनिटी क्रिएट कर रहे हो, यू ट्राइंग टू कम अप इन इक्लेक्टिक ग्रुप ऑफ पीपल, सो यू हैव टू काइंड ऑफ गो इन टू इट thinking differently from what you find from Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's going to be a different experience and it's going to be, you know, not the same. And if you compare it, though, you will be disappointed. So I would advise you also to not compare it, right?
Yeah, it's a completely different thing also. Social media, especially like, as you suggest, as you just rightly pointed out, they also have a very geographical limit because, again, ad dollars, if you want to publish ads, if you have geographical limits, you can put in different rates for different countries. So it's very hard to actually be a globalized community, a globalized network, if you're on any one of the social networks. Pick a duka pick kar sakte if you have specific things, but organically, you're not going to see a lot of international content. Mastodon pe, the post I mentioned, 72 likes. I couldn't see a single dominance. It was from people all across the world. I have followers and I follow people from Malaysia now. I follow people from Thailand. I follow people from Singapore, from Sri Lanka, from Bangladesh. I've discovered so many scholars from Bangladesh who've done great work and I've learned a lot from them. And
so if someone is interested, which we hope you will be,
yeah.
How do you join it and how do you use it?
Pakhtir.asia. Just click on the link and
Just sign up, make an account. लेकिन एक इशू ये होता है एंड उसमें ऑब्वियसली इट वर्क्स वेरी सिमिलर टू ट्विटर एक्चुअली, जहाँ पर रीट्वीट को आप टूट कहते हैं, बूस्टेड एंड ट्वीट को आप टूट कहते हो, राइट? बट अब लोग
पोस्ट
कहते हो. यू कैन ऑब्वियसली कुछ, फॉर एग्जाम्पल, आप पाकिटॉन यूज़ करोगे बिकॉज यू नो वी आर ऑल्सो फाइनेंसिंग इट ourselves. इवेंचुअली हमारा प्लान ये है कि जब वो बड़ा होता है तो वी टेक डोनेशंस, बिकॉज इन ऑर्डर फॉर सोशल मीडिया टू ट्रूली सर्व द पर्पज दैट वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट, इट can't be run by big corporation. That has to be a community led thing, right?
Exactly. Like agar aapke ghar ke bahar ek sarak hai, to would you be comfortable ki koi for profit jaise koi nishad group ho gaya, ingro ho gaye, they own the sarak and har dafa aap usse guzar ke aap rupees 10 aapko tax dena pade, barishon mein fir aapko surcharge lag jayega sarak istemal karne ke, ghar se nikalne ke liye aapko charge lag jayega. Would you be comfortable with that?
Nope.
You would prefer कि या तो आपके local government करे, UC वाले करे, या आपके शहर वाले करे, या even अगर आपकी housing society सड़क maintain करे, at least you'll have some representation there. You'll be a lot more comfortable with that. That is basically Mastodon. अगर आप चाहते हैं बड़ा सर्वर, कोई बड़ा पाकिस्तानी सर्वर ज्वाइन कर ले, ठीक है. अगर आप अपना पर्सनलाइज सर्वर चाहते हैं, डू दैट.
यू कैन आल्सो मेक योर ओन सर्वर,
बट यू डोंट हैव टू पे एनीवन फॉर दैट.
एग्जैक्टली. एंड सो इफ यू आर इंटरेस्टेड, इट्स गोना it's not going to be as sleek, it's not going to be as you're going to find a lot of people. Hamari kuch ye bhi limitations hoti hain ki hum bahut zyada media nahi dal sakte. We can post links to videos but we are unable to post full videos, right?
We can post full videos but just adequate hamare par thoda sa
pressure zyada pad jayega, par
bahut pressure padega. To aap ideally bas videos ke links post kar de please.
So see, it main aapse kuch chupa nahi rahi, like it is what it is. And one of the another biggest feedback or criticism hota hai ki you know like Facebook ki app hai, Twitter ki app hai, Mastodon ki app koi like because dekhe na Mastodon ki app nahi, like Parkeron ki koi app nahi hai, so how do you look use it on
just,
your phone?
I would just like to say, tell that again ki dekhi Facebook ki Facebook app hai, Twitter ki Twitter app hai, YouTube ki YouTube app hai, Mastodon ki apps hai, bahut zyada apps hai, you can use whichever one suits you. Mastodon के ऑफिशियल ऐप एवरी वन यूनिवर्सली सेज, हम भी कहते हैं Mastodon के ऑफिशियल ऐप ना यूज़ करें, वो जो है वो फोकस अपने सर्वर पे ज़्यादा करते हैं, अपनी ऐप को इतना फोकस नहीं करते, उनकी काफ़ी काफ़ी जो है ना outdated C app.
Bilkul. Or since it's open source and it's readily available, the technology that you can use, so you can also add to it. You can, I mean, we haven't done it that much, but people can, right? If you want to, you can make it better. Like, it's a community effort. That log usko khud hi behtar kar rahe hote hain. Zaruri nahi hai. It's democratized and it's truly decentralized. Koi ek banda sab kuch own karke cheeze change nahi kar raha. Aap log ab chaho to ab khud bhi within your own server cheeze change kar sakte ho, right?
Haan, definitely color scheme aap change kar sakte ho.
Color scheme ke alawa nahi kuch change kar sakte.
बहुत कर सकते हैं आप, इमोजीज वगैरह भी ऐड कर सकते हैं.
हमें सिर्फ कलर स्कीम चेंज करनी आती है, दैट्स व्हाट ही इज ट्राइंग टू से.
वही ट्विटर वाज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर आवर सिविल सोसाइटी, डजंट एग्जिस्ट एनीमोर. सो स्पेशली लाइक वी हैव क्लाइमेट चेंज कमिंग इन, वी हैव गॉट फ्लड्स लास्ट ईयर, वी हैव हीट वेव्स कमिंग इन, वी हैव रेन्स कमिंग इन, वी हैव अ पैंडेमिक कमिंग इन. पाकिस्तान को अपनी सिविल सोसाइटी की सख्त सख्त ज़रूरत है, स्पेशली अभी जो इकोनॉमिक बॉम्ब्स फट रहे हैं हमारे हर जगह पर, हमारी इकॉनमी डेवस्टेट हो रही है. So they need a space to organize, and social media does not cut it anymore. So you can't organize via phone numbers, you can't organize on Twitter anymore. So that's what my hope was, ke guys, you have an alternative, parked it on Indonesia. Come here, learn how Mastodon works, organize there. If you want, you can make your own servers.
We don't mind.
But we are giving you an option that is exactly like Twitter, much better than Twitter, with local moderation, and which will be there supporting you and your communication efforts. And you can come here and build any community you want. Doesn't just have to be activists. If you're students, if you want to learn more about climate, especially for people who want to learn about climate crisis, Mastodon is an amazing place to be right
now.
Recently there was an article that they did a research on the community activity before and after Elon Musk took over, and where those communities are right now. And the climate change community has almost exclusively migrated to Mastodon.
Exactly. So there you have it, guys. I know ki aaj ka episode thoda sa technical tha, hopefully itna zyada nahi tha, and again it is a very radical idea to kind of start thinking that maybe we don't that social media doesn't have to be what it is. And I'm sure a lot of us might feel very powerless ke yaar, in the larger scheme of things, hamari kisi cheez karne se kya hoga kya nahi hoga. But it is an alternative, and it is complicated. Aap thoda jarring aapko lagta hai, but we do need to realize ke social media is not a given thing. Access to social media in the way that you think you have it is not a given thing, and just now, and it doesn't have to be this way. We can decide for it to not be this way, and maybe apne aap ko thoda zyada, you know, media literacy, digital literacy is the first step towards it. We hope ke ye podcast aap logon ke liye useful tha. As Jabeel said, everything we did talk about it, it's not without citation, it's not without reference, so we will give as much as we can on our description. We will also give you a link to how you can join Parkedon, and once again, you can also make your own server. I mean, itne zyada paise bhi nahi lagte hain thode bahut, but itne zyada bhi nahi lagte. But point ye hai ke we don't have any profit motive to do this.
It's just a public service.
Social media as a public service. That's the point. Sorry.
Social media needs to be a public service. If it's that big, it shouldn't be a for-profit thing. So, Parked on Asia with that, it is just public service.
And with that, thank you so much, and I'll see you later. I don't have a catchphrase. I feel like I should have one. Subscribe. Okay, bye.